It is News Talk ZB with Chris. Before we leave you today, got another special guest in the studio, cleft lip and palate. You may have heard of this. It's apparently the most common facial birth defect in New Zealand. It affects about one in every 6,000 people in this country. I'm joined now by Kenny. Kenny is a speech and language therapist and the former chief executive of Cleft New Zealand, which is a support group for those affected by cleft lip and palate. And nice to have you in the studio, Kenny. Good to meet you.
Oh, likewise. It's a pleasure to be here.
So give us an understanding of the condition that you have yourself. How would you explain it to those who are unaware of this?
Yeah, so I think that's a really interesting point, because I think a lot of people are unaware of it, but it's surprisingly common, actually one in 600. And it's forms, you know, when people are developing in utero, and the lip and the palate, you know, come together, and if that doesn't happen, you're left with a cleft, and it can be a cleft of the lip, or a cleft of the palate, or a cleft of both. And that has a lot of residual effects for speech and eating, and also appearance as well, because...
You were recently in the UK regarding this. What were you doing over there?
Yeah, that's right. So in the UK, they have a conference once a year for all those affected by cleft lip and palate, as well as all the health professionals working with cleft lip and palate. And I had the privilege this year of giving their keynote speech about my own experiences. And that was a really interesting opportunity, because for me, it was the first time that I'd actually shared a lot of myself, obviously, as you were mentioning before. I've been the CEO of Cleft New Zealand for a number of years, but it was the first time that I sort of really acknowledged a lot of my own sort of thoughts and feelings that have arisen from my own personal journey.
Well, I haven't got much time, so it's hard to talk about your personal journey, but just briefly, growing up, did you have an understanding of what it was, or when did you become aware that this was different for you?
Now, that's a really good question, and I think, you know, sort of growing up initially, you don't question a lot of things, and you notice that you've got time out of school and you're going into hospital where the other kids don't, but I think it's probably around about when I was age 9 and having a bone graft surgery, which, you know, to put it briefly, is where they take bone from another part of your body and put it above your upper lip to give you bone there, because that's often missing for people with cleft. And, you know, that's quite a big procedure. And I think this was my first sort of overnight stay for a few days in hospital that I was really aware of, but not at that stage where I was fully aware of everything that was going on.
You have got an interesting awareness, I'm not sure you will call it a campaign, but there is a movie coming up in December, which is coming around really, really soon, you want to promote. Give us those details.
Definitely. So Wonder is a film that's coming out to cinemas, as you say, in December. And it follows the story of a boy who's growing up with Treacher-Collins syndrome and a cleft palate as well. And it follows the trials and tribulations as he starts school. So he's a 10-year-old boy. And, I mean, it's been out in a book for a number of years. And when I read that story, it really resonated with me, because it's very similar to my own personal journey and a journey that, you know, a lot of young New Zealanders go through. And so it's on Sunday the 3rd of December at Reading Cinemas The Palms, and we're doing the tickets at cost price, which is $11.
Fantastic.
And so you get sort of the first 20 minutes or so of me sharing sort of my personal journey from a New Zealand perspective, putting a New Zealand perspective on that, understanding how the healthcare system works in our country. And it's an opportunity for, you know, parents, health professionals, and people affected by cleft lip and palate sort of come together, meet others with the condition, and also understand just how common it is in our community, and that a lot of the feelings that we have are very similar.
It's ironic, because you are a speech and language therapist, so I feel like I have to speak very clearly with you because you'll be judging me. I say ironic because, given the condition that you have, but you speak beautifully.
Oh, thank you. And that's a really interesting point, because when I was 12 years old, I had one of my cleft clinic meetings, which is a meeting that you go to with your whole team for every so often. And the surgeon there at the time, he told me, you know, you'll be able to speak, but you'll never make a career out of public speaking. And so I was pretty determined to turn that around.
Well, you have proved him wrong. It is so nice to meet you. We are simply out of time. But what we will do is we'll put all the details on my public Facebook page, and hopefully you get a good turn out on Sunday the 3rd of December. I'm going to say congratulations on your success.
Thanks very much,
Chris. Good for
Chris.
You, and you speak beautifully.
Thank you. Oh, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. We'll post all those details on my Facebook page because I think it's something that a lot of people actually suffer from. Well, thank you for joining me on the program today. We're back again tomorrow from 8:35.